Northern.
Town board meeting for the town of Lackawanna, Iowa, to order on August 7th. Members of the board are present, media is not notified, please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we need a motion to approve the agenda. So moved. Second, to approve the agenda, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of vouchers, general fund of $51,688 to $51,722, and the ambulance fund $1,795 to $1,796.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the vouchers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the July 24th, 2019 meeting.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the minutes. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Treasurer's report.
Okay, nothing too much happening, just the usual. We've just about finished merging our bank into River Valley. And so in our regular account, we have $931,844.36. And in the ambulance account, we have $408,360.57.
I'll move for approval of the treasurer's report.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Public comment on agenda items. Seeing none. Item number 10, discussion action, opening of road construction bid projects. We got two of them in, and at this point, due to the fact that my employer is one of the bidders, Gloria, I always remove myself from the room. There is no conflict of interest or ethics accusations. Let me know either.
Well, it's not like they send a check to your house, Matt. You guys think about that?
What?
Oh, really? Okay, I have two bids here, one from Farner and one from Pitlick. Yeah, I got the Farner one from Pitlick, yeah.
It should be wrote down by the road.
Air trail.
And specifications, if we go through this, we're not gonna spend all this time here today going through each specification, but it was mandated in the actual bid proposal. So if you will go through this, you know, I mean, it'll be contingent on his review. You know, someone was saying is that it has to fulfill the requirements of what the actual bid was, but. Let me get to the bottom, there's a lot of paper here.
Lost a lot of trees.
When bids come in, regardless of you do an RFP, do you do, or can you like a matrix that models your specification? So saying like all the specs that you have, and then do you do a matrix?
That's kind of what you have attached there.
That all you have. That's all I have. Well, yeah, road. Actually, no, I don't. Yep.
That's by road.
Yep. Exactly where I was gonna get that.
So, Deer Trail, this bid is for $77,189.60. North Squaw Lake Road or East Squaw Lake to West West terminus?
North.
North?
Yeah.
Okay. Is $27,687.10. $77,189.60. Then Dunner Point is $45,940.35.
They sent a certificate of insurance.
And also send the actual.
This is from Pittman and Lynn.
Deer Trail, $52,671.50. Swallow Lake, $35,739. Dunner Point, $56,434.
What was that? 431?
434.
Oh, 434. I don't know what it has on those bids, but the gentleman from Farner had contacted me, and they didn't think they could do the work this year. And I thought he said he would have something in that bid about being contingent on being in 2020. And
there's one that says, due to seasonal limitations, all work highlighted in this proposal would be scheduled for the completion in the 2020 season.
And I told him that we wanted them done this year.
Yeah.
So just so you know, he had brought that up. I don't know what is in there, but he had.
Well, I didn't read it yet, and I'm glad you brought it up.
Yep, he had, when he called me, he had.
Technically, I sort of disqualified.
Yeah.
When did you learn of this?
Well, he had called me probably a month ago and first brought it up, and I said, no, we'd like it done this year. And he said he didn't know if they could get it done. And I said, we'd like it done this year. And then he called me a couple days ago, and that's when he said there'll be something in the bid to the effect that when we would be able to complete the work.
Okay. So that would require actual carryover in the budget. What I'm saying is, the amount we have to spend, Gloria, that's in the budget, is $182,492.
Well, there's, just looking through this, there's nothing highlighted. It says, due to seasonal limitations, all work highlighted in this proposal would be scheduled for completion in the 2020 season. Also, what's highlighted is sealed bids will be accepted.
Oh, okay.
But looking through this, there's nothing that's highlighted.
Okay. Yeah, he just had called me twice about that. He had brought that up, so I don't know. I tried just saying, make sure you check, because he had brought it up.
Okay, so if we take all the projects together, the, I know we did it as individuals, but I'm just saying this, Garner is at $150,819 if they were to complete the full schedule, which would be next year tentatively, but, you know, I mean, we're not, there's been no commitment by the company that would be completed as of this year. And if you were to complete all three jobs with Pitlick & Witt, would be $144,844. So there would, and we have $182,492 to spend. So we can complete the project no matter
who does.
Whether we go with Garner or, well, one thing I mean, I'm not saying that, but usually if you do projects, they like to do all of them, not one. And I know we always do bidding separate because we want to look at each different project as an individual. So.
Gloria, on that front page that's right under your hand there, there's nothing highlighted on there, is there?
No, the only thing that's highlighted is the sealed bids will be accepted until 1 p.m. on Wednesday, August 7th, 2019.
Okay.
And then the total I got for Farner was $158,1705. $150,817.05.
Okay. I rounded.
I'm going to make a motion to approve Pitlick & Witt to complete all three.
So I have a question. Can I? So when you're bidding, are you bidding, asking for bids separately just for individual cost?
Well, here's the real issue is because we never know where we're going to fall in line with what we have in a budget to spend.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll add or subtract one. There's been multiple times where we said, well, we've only took two of the four projects, right, or one of the, you know what I'm saying? And then this money carries over. That's why it's such an odd amount.
Right. Like last year, we were going to do North Squaw, but we didn't because.
Yes. Do you want me to call this guy quick and see if their intention is to do this year?
He's higher.
He's higher.
If he were lower, yeah, I would say yes, but okay, he's higher.
But I'm just saying is we've had issues in the past where there was a better deal on one side, and so that you get one job to this one and one job to that one. These aren't huge jobs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep,
so
right.
So for them to bring their equipment in only to do one of them, then you get another company doing another one, that sort of just changes.
That has happened in the past. When brought up by contractors.
Right.
I'm not just going to come in and
they didn't want to do it.
I'm just not going to do this little job.
Right.
It was a couple of years ago, remember?
So I have a motion on the floor, but we can talk about this for as long as it needs. I'm just saying is, I just know is that concerns me, because it technically the way the bid stated is for this year. You know what I mean? It's not for next year, unless there's something unusual.
When did the bids go out?
When did they go out?
3 weeks ago.
Yeah, a couple of weeks
here's
ago.
Here's the print. Yeah, it was like three weeks ago at least.
And they post them twice, I believe?
Post them twice.
Isn't that something we can get out earlier so we can take use of some of those bids that are cheaper? When's the earliest we can get the bids out to get work done this year?
Oh,
we can do it right after the first of the year, I guess.
I mean, but yeah.
Yeah, once
but we haven't checked the roads yet.
Once they know what road work they want done.
Yeah, we got to know what the roads are like in the spring, yes. But I mean, as soon as that's done, when you do that in April or May or whatever, and get the bids out in
June. Are you suggesting maybe we should try to do this earlier? Is that where you're going?
Well, I just, yeah, because those two bids are like $12,000 cheaper, but okay. The fact that they can't do it this year because of their scheduling, would that help?
Okay, and just going through here real quick, I don't see. Could you tell me where it's identified that this is to be done this year?
Well, it's in this budget, this year's budget.
I understand that, but there's nothing in this bid notice that says it's.
Oh, you mean where it to be completed?
Yeah.
After,
Does it say that somewhere that I don't see? Other than a peer proposal for work 2019.
Girl, be chip and seal.
Thank you.
How are the specifications, how does that come about? You said that there are the specifications in the bids.
We just make them up in our dreams. Actually, Pete is sort of in charge of that right now, but it's been an ongoing process for many years, and
I believe there's state specs on
correct
what has to be done.
Oh.
And I know, like, if we were to ever introduce a new rule, the specifications were really
kind of look like this specification.
Oh, so it's
what's
like
required.
Okay, that's what I meant.
What's required.
Okay.
But I know if you design a new rule today, the specifications have greatly changed within the last 15 years. I mean, it's just absolutely very expensive to build a new rule today.
And that sheet is what's sent to them, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's what we sort of set whether we want chip seal or do we want to pulverize and pave, do we want to put new mat down. I mean, there's a wide range. It depends on how much you want to spend on each individual roads. And it usually has a lot to do with the kind of traffic that's on it, you know, the size of the trucks. I mean, if you buy a gravel pit or you have heavy equipment, or you're just running cars with a boat and a camper on a trailer, seasonal. There's many different aspects to each road, and it's all individualized.
Oh.
And a lot of that is determined because we have our road foreman here, and you know, I mean, it's just through trial and error to a certain extent.
Right, you can only do so much in a year. It'd be nice to do all the year roads in one shot, but you try and do the what you can. And
this proposal does not include furnishing, hauling, or placement of base material.
That's what Barnard said on their thing.
That's part of the spec.
Oh, it's part because it says furnish, haul, place, and compact. Furnish, haul, and place, and compact.
And that says it does not.
It does not. So I will second your motion based on the fact that Barnard is disqualified because of that statement. But I guess for further discussion in the future, I was probably more, without reinforcing that, leaning to, it's kind of irritating when somebody comes in and tells me how to do business, like they come like contractors. You know, if we broke this down and said Pitlick and Wick would get the deer trail and Farner had he be compliant get this the other two because he's cheaper, it would save the town more money. And I'm not real comfortable being held hostage by a contractor when we're looking for someone to come and work with us to do business. So maybe in the future we have conversations with them as far as if we're requesting separate bids, really sit them down and say, you know what, look, you run the chance of getting a portion of this bid depending on the bid price. And I mean, not to come at and bully them, but to have some frank discussions with them, because bottom line, this is the town's money. This is the you know, residents' money. And that's all I'm gonna say.
And I also think that in the future is when we let the bids in the paper, is define what timelines you want the project completed.
And I think we maybe have in the past, and I just overlooked that this year. I think we have in the past, because I looked everything over before it went in the paper and just didn't catch that.
Mm-hmm. And learning curve.
But the proposal does say for work in 2019. The proposal, actually.
Okay.
Is there any more discussion on the motion?
Motion by
me.
seconded by Dave.
All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed?
Should I go get Matt?
Yeah.
That is left to...
Put him out of his cage. Go fishing tonight.
This weekend.
Oh, this weekend?
That's like 18.
Oh.
Oh, cool.
Savings.
Friday and Monday off.
Oh, good.
She might be looking at 20 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, we're done with item number 10.
Yeah.
We'll move on to item number 11, discussion action, ambulance standby request for school football games. Every year, Gloria, the grade school, they have their football games. We have in the past always sent the ambulance over to stand by at the games. At the cost to the town, we pay the volunteers' wages, so they're requesting it again this year.
It's pretty much part of their, I think it's part of their insurance is a requirement to have their...
Correct.
Right.
Yep.
So I'll make a motion for approval.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the ambulance standby request for the grade school football games. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. We need motion to adjourn at 1:23.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Thank you for coming, go enjoy the beautiful day out there.
Did you just go camping or did you do some fishing?
Great.
Is it gonna be raining?